You a little Father's Day message. And my scripture reading is in Luke 15 and starting at the 11th verse, Luke 15, 11. And he said, a man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. So he divided his wealth between them, and not many days later, the younger son gathered together everything and went on a journey into a distant country, and there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger. I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found, and they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing, and he summoned one of the servants and began inquiring what these things could be. And he said to him, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he had received him back safe and sound. But he became angry and was not willing to go in, and his father came out and began pleading with him. But he answered and said to his father, look, for so many years I have been serving you, and I have never neglected a command of yours. And yet you have never given me a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you killed a fattened calf for him. And he said to him, son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live and was lost and has been found. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this loving story that we read. And Heavenly Father, we know that this Father was our Heavenly Father. We know it is you that welcomes home your sons and daughters as they stray and as they make bad decisions in life. And Heavenly Father, we know and we thank you that you have the love and concern that you have for us, that when we come to our senses and we come home to you, that you always have your arms stretched out to receive us back. And Heavenly Father, we ask your help in living our lives. And Lord, we ask that you bless the remainder of this message, Lord, and help each thing to be understood as you would have it. And in the name of Yeshua, we ask, and amen. The title of my message to you is A Father's Faith. And my text is Exodus 20 and 12. And it so happens to be one of the commandments of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. And in those commandments, we have this one which carries with it a promise to to each one of us as sons and daughters of the Almighty Yahweh. And it reads, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Isn't that wonderful? That no matter how young your father is, no matter how old he is, that he never should outlive that love and respect that you have for your mom and your dad. And as you remember to always honor them and give them that respect that they will always deserve, that it carries the promise from God that you will have long days and enjoy prosperity within your life and as you live your life for Him. Father's Day is not a conspiracy of the shirt and tie manufacturers of America, though one could think that it might, because a lot of shirts and ties are going out this particular weekend. Nor is Father's Day the invention of men jealous of the attention given to women on Mother's Day. Fathers sometimes get a bad image reflected of them, as do all authoritative figures such as our teachers and our police and our military officers. Being a good father is one of the toughest jobs around. The typical father is 42 inches around the chest, 36 inches around the waist, 98 around the golf course, and a nuisance around the house. The family complains that Dad is never home. And then when he is underfoot and in their way. He fouls up the family schedule like a French chef in a McDonald's restaurant trying to fix a hamburger. He's angry at his son's grades, although he knows that it's really the teacher's fault. And he gives his daughters away at the cost of several thousand dollars to the man that is not good enough for her so that he can have grandchildren smarter and better looking than anyone else's. But a father is truly happy and is truly having a happy Father's Day on those days when he sees himself as the whole person. That is, he sees himself as being a complete person. He is right with God. He is right with family. And he's right with friends, his brothers and sisters. The father must not ever lose his direction. And that direction must always be toward God. As long as fathers are going in the direction that God would have them to go, and that He calls them to come to Him, then they cannot go wrong. They can be the father that God calls all fathers to be. And secondly, he must not lose not only direction, but he must not lose purpose. And that purpose must always be for God. The purpose to live and be the kind of father that God would have you be. And how is that? The greatest of all fathers is our Father God in heaven. He loves us with a love that we didn't do anything to deserve that love. He has mercy for us that we don't deserve. He has patience that's beyond our understanding. And so we have those kind of merits there, those kind of characteristics and points of character that our Heavenly Father has. And we should look at these to pattern our lives as the earthly Father after. We need direction and we need to keep it, and it needs to be always toward God. And we need to have our purpose in life, and no greater purpose can you have in life than to be that Father that God would have you to be, to recognize Him and His love for you and His want for you to be the best Father that you can possibly be. And lastly, He wants that we should not lose our focus in life. And our focus in life is that priority one is God. Not self, not self-desire, not self-wants, not self-direction, but that God would have you to be. That God would be the one to guide your steps, to guide your tongue, to guide your action, and to guide your reaction. A lot of times we react impatiently, and we react way too quick. And our tongues sometimes outrun our mind, outrun our thoughts. And God would have us to know that we should always count to 10 sometimes before we speak. The tongue can do much harm, sometimes irreparable harm. And we need to always realize that. Our direction, our purpose, and our focus should all be on God. And as a result, the Father that we are will be the greatest that we can be. Number one, the right kind of father will be a great and good husband. If we live like God would have us to live, we'll be that husband that our wives deserve and that God would have us to be. We will be a good and great father to our children because we will love them even through their mistakes and their failures and their shortcomings. We will be like our Father in heaven. He will love us anyway. He will love us beyond any mistakes or shortcomings. And lastly, we will be that friend that others will most cherish, as we are that kind of father that our Heavenly Father would have us to be. We will be a great friend. One who has time for others, even when you're behind time yourself. Even when you don't have time, you'll find time for that friend, for the one who needs a kind word at that particular point in their life. So when we're the kind of father that we should be, we're going to be that greatest of friends. So I say to each and every father here and all the ones that have come before and left us the heritage that we have, I say to all of these fathers, Happy Father's Day. And I would also like to wish everybody a great Shabbat Shalom. May the peace of God be with you and bless you on this great and joyous Sabbath day of the Lord. I'd like for all of us to stand right now. And we want to read the blessing of God to us and us to each other. Let's all read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. A wonderful word and a wonderful blessing to each one of us on this Father's Day. Bow with me in prayer.